Welcome to the Rom-Com Games, a championship where two movies go head-to-head each episode in a battle to decide on the ultimate romantic comedy.
We are your aspiring movie critic hosts, Ruth
and Kristen,
and this is
the Rom-Com Games.
Hi guys, welcome. We are back for episode 4.
Sup, bitches?
Ruth just told me right before this podcast, don't be aggressive like that. And she
that is not true. That is a blatant lie. I said you should start off the podcast really aggressively, and then you chickened out. So step up and do it for you.
Well, this fits in well with the theme because the theme's all about female friendships. And it's really true that only female friendships can greet each other in an aggressive, sup bitches kind of way.
That's right. If a female friend walks up to you, well, I guess it all depends on tone, because I could walk up to you and be like, sup, bitches? And then you'd be like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. And I'm multiple bitches now. You're a plural. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that tone mixed... was, that. I feel like that tone was good.
Mm-hmm. That was a friendly bitches.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah. No, I mean... we wouldn't be having a podcast together if I thought we were in a fight.
Really?
Do we need to talk privately?
This is private. Whatever you want to say to me, you can say in front of our listeners.
So we have to make it at least halfway through the season before we show our true colors.
And see our true colors fighting through. See what I did there? Made it relevant. two movies. So it's episode 4, and the theme is female friendship, like Kristen said. Two movies that are often classified as rom-coms, but are really about the platonic.
I mean, there are romance in both of these movies. It's just not the forefront of the storyline.
Right. They kind of, like, put the romance in there. It's relevant in both of them, but it's clearly to appease some studio executives and people like me who have a hard time watching a movie if there's not a romantic subplot.
I was gonna say, we also enjoyed the romance.
You're not wrong. Sometimes I get about halfway through a movie and they haven't introduced, like, a romantic interest for any of the characters yet, and I got really confused. Just like, man, they're taking their sweet time to show up. Chris is like, this is a war movie.
I was going to say, is this for every single movie?
Yeah.
Like, Saving Private Ryan, are you like, where are the babes? Where are the nurses? Where are the love interests?
I mean, where are the babes? One could ask that question, and I think it would be a relevant question. I'm not saying Saving Private Ryan isn't a good movie. I'm just saying I have never seen it. Probably never will.
Yeah, I mean, it's long and it's about war. So if you're not in the mood
for length and for war. Length. Wait, you've seen it?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I guess that makes sense because it came out after you were born. So it's allowed.
I have seen movies before I was born. Need I remind you that not only is one of my favorite movies Sound of Music, but I have taken myself, by myself, mind you, on the Sound of Music tour in Salzburg.
Yeah. What a beautiful moment for you.
It was.
I honestly get kind of like chills imagining you just running through the hills.
I was riding a bike. It was a bike tour, thank you very much. And the tour guide fastened a boombox to the end of his bike. So we listened to the whole soundtrack as we were riding our bikes.
That's so beautiful. Did anyone sing along?
He asked us to, and I said no. Because I was alone.
Damn.
Well, I didn't know anyone around.
You were alone. You were surrounded by your new friends.
Yes.
Speaking of friends, these two movies.
Yeah. So, what can you tell us about our first movie?
It's called Girls Trip.
Thank you.
Kristen is mouthing Girls Trip to me. This is some behind the scenes. We didn't decide who was going to introduce which movie.
We forgot to decide who would discuss it.
Yeah, but we remember it now, and it's me discussing the spectacular movie Girls Trip. So this is, I think, a 2019, 2018, I can't remember off the top of my head, movie about four female friends who have been friends since they were, since college. They went to Howard, right? Am I remembering that correctly, right?
I think I heard that they went to Howard, which I used to live right next door to Howard. It's a beautiful campus.
It's very relevant to Kristen's life due to her previous proximity. So one of the friends has now become kind of a really famous, like, talk show appearance host, author with her husband, and she gets an invitation to speak at Essence Fest in New Orleans. So she hasn't seen her three friends in a while, and she decides this is, like, the perfect opportunity for them to reunite. So she invites the three of them to come with her to Essence Fest. So Regina Hall plays the main character, Ryan. She has been in a fight, it appears, with her friend Queen Latifah. Well, played by Queen Latifah. It's not Queen Latifah in the movie. You guys know what acting is. So they have kind of an awkward reunion. The other two characters are played by Jada Pinkett Smith and Tiffany Haddish. And this was, like, her breakout role, which is crazy to think because now she's just bonkers everywhere. Famous and isn't everything. I know, she's everywhere. So the four of them go there. I always say hijinks ensue a lot, but it's just a classic description of rom-coms.
Yeah, the definition of hijinks ensue.
Hijinks do ensue. You also find out that there's, like, some real emotional drama, which is something that I love about both of these movies, is that, and I often love this about female-led comedies, is that they can be hilarious and disgusting and amazing and still have, like, some emotional heart.
Yes, there were some disgusting moments in this movie, which were hilarious.
Right. In both of these movies.
Yes.
Yeah. So the iconic, you know, gross out scene of this movie is that two of the women are ziplining over the streets of New Orleans and they're very drunk and they both pee on the ground below them. And it's just so much pee. I've never seen so much pee in my life. And it's hilarious and disgusting.
It really just sprays, too.
It really sprays with force. So the main character, Ryan, they find out that her husband is cheating on her. Her best friend, Queen Latifah, is kind of like a gossip writer, and so tries to convince her to get the story out on her website. Her website is struggling, and Jada Pinkett Smith's character is divorced and hasn't gotten down with it in a hot second, and Tiffany Haddish is, she's chill. She doesn't seem to have any life problems. It seems like everything's honestly going really well for her.
She had a major life problem. She got fired right before going on the trip for yelling at a coworker for eating her yogurt. Or I think, actually, Go-Gurt. Specifically, it was Go-Gurt.
Shout out to Go-Gurt, sponsored by Go-Gurt.
I haven't heard that referenced in like 10 years.
Wow, memories. Yeah, but she talked her way out of it. Because she's clean in the movie.
I don't think she did. I think she was definitely still fired.
No, I think she has a job back.
I think she tried to talk herself out of it, and HR was like, you can't just not be fired.
I can 100% imagine a sequel where she just walked back into the office the next day and was like, what's everybody? I'm back. Had a great time. And they don't have, like, the audacity to fire her again. Yeah, so there is obviously some drama, as there usually are in friendship movies. People don't trust each other, especially once the news comes out about Ryan's husband cheating on her, which is going to lose her, like, a big business deal. She accuses Queen Latifah's character of breaking the news to make money on her website. The friends all get in a big fight, but they do eventually come back together. Ryan gives, like, a big public keynote speech about how her husband is a cheater and she believes she can do it on her own. And then her and Queen Latifah decide to go into business together at the end. It was so beautiful. And that is Girls Trip.
And there's a little bit of romance in Girls Trip too, but that's kind of a like, not even a B storyline. It's like a C storyline. It's like way back.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
The love interest is very cute. It's him and Ryan, and they seem to imply that they, like, went to college together or they've known each other for a long time. And it definitely seems like from their vibes that maybe they either hooked up or they were interested in each other. Like, there was some chemistry there from the first second. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was our other movie?
Our other movie is Bridesmaids, which I have to say, this was the first time I'd seen Girls Trip, and I really liked it. But Bridesmaids I've seen at least a dozen times or more. I actually throwback, I couldn't find this anywhere on the streaming services, but I own it on DVD.
Old.
I know.
Ancient.
And then my DVD player broke because I think I've had it since college. So
seems right.
So I had to pull the full college move and watch it on my laptop.
Oh, yeah. Wait, illegally?
No, I put the DVD in there.
Oh, with the I forgot that laptops have DVD slots sometimes.
My laptop's also old, so.
Yeah, everything's ancient. All the Gen Zers are going to be mocking us on TikTok after this.
Yes, Gen Zers, I often have to admit that I have a side part, and I will never have a middle part.
Oh, no. It's okay, BB, you don't have to.
My hair
I saw, like, 12 people freaking out about how millennial fashion is not considered trendy anymore. And I was just like, y'all gotta calm down. Like, in 10 years, they are 100% gonna be looking back at their own fashion choices being like, wait, why did I crop literally every shirt I own? Why did I bleach just the first two pieces of my hair? Like, they're just teenagers is what they're supposed to do.
I know, but I thought we had some more time before we reached this stage in our life.
We are literally, you and I literally grew up in a time where you couldn't use the phone and the computer at the same time. We are old. You must accept this.
We grew up in a time where Netflix came in the mail.
Yeah, and before that, you took yourself to Netflix, aka Blockbuster.
Hollywood Video. We never
Hollywood Video.
We never messed around with Blockbuster.
In what universe? The branding? Not nearly as good. Nobody's like, remember Hollywood Video. Like, Blockbuster is iconic.
I remember Hollywood Video.
Yeah, but how many people do you like bond over nostalgically? Everybody else is like, what? What's that? Nobody drives to Utah to see, like, the last remaining Hollywood Video.
Yeah, but isn't it, like, only one person driving to see the last remaining Blockbuster?
No, it's, like, Instagram famous. Like, thousands of people go there every day. I don't know if I'm probably exaggerating that.
I think that is definitely an exaggeration.
The point is Blockbuster. Do you remember the travesty of accidentally renting the wrong movie and bringing it home?
Or if you were looking for the sequel, but you accidentally rented the original. Ugh. Or vice versa. You're looking for the original accidentally.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ugh. Yeah. Ruth, by the way, didn't you in college rent a movie?
I'm killing you. Yeah. Mm-hmm, get it out. Get it out.
Our university library had free, we could check out movies for free. And we just had to, you know, return the movies.
Don't look at me.
Ruth, what was it that you checked out and what was it that you lost so that you couldn't return? So then they charge you $60 for it.
Okay. First of all, backstory, Kristen and I are, if we made a podcast about anything except for rom-coms, it would be about Mission Impossible. The Mission Impossible franchise. We're two of the biggest fans.
We love those movies.
We love it so much. So I was packing. So I obviously didn't want one of the good Mission Impossibles because distracting. So I went for the worst one, which as everyone knows is Mission Impossible 2. So I checked it out. I did lose it, I thought, and accepted that I would have to pay the insanely outrageous loss fee of $60 for Mission Impossible 2.
For a college student, $60 might as well be like $600.
That was so much money. That was all of the money that I had available. I was just like, well, my parents will never find out. And then I found it. And now they know. No, they've heard the story before, but at the time, they would never know. Now it never has come and gone. And then the next year, I found it, and I went to return it, but I was like trying to be really sneaky, so I asked hypothetically, if I found a movie that I lost, could I get my money back? And they said, no, but you can bring us the movie. And I said, okay. That's clearly not happening. So I kept my $60 copy of Mission Impossible 2 until, that's right, you guessed it, I lost it again a few years later.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was just about to ask where it is now.
I could tell. I could see it on your face. I don't know where it is now. Probably at the bottom of a river. Like a polluter. Let's get back to Bridesmaids.
I was going to say, it's not I'm not princess. A trial.
This is a real chaotic energy this episode, and I love it.
So that brings us to Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
Which
a very
is,
natural segue.
Thank you. Which is starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, who I love both of them so much.
It's beautiful.
And they star as childhood best friends who grew up together in Milwaukee. And Maya
Shout
Rudolph
out Midwest! Shout out Midwest. Sorry.
Thank you to the Midwest.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
For Thank sponsoring you, this movie.
Hashtag Midwest.
So, Lillian gets engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Dougie? Doug?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. And Kristen Wiig, who plays Annie, she's already not, like, thriving in life at this point. She had a bakery that went under. They don't really explain really what happened, but they also say or imply that her boyfriend, who she was in business with, left her soon after the business went under. She's working at some, like, jewelry store that her mom got her the job for. She has roommates, but they don't really get along. And she's just kind of not living her best life. But she goes to see Lillian, and she announces that she's engaged and asks Annie, Kristen Wiig, to be her maid of honor. And that just kind of leads to this whole spiral of Kristen Wiig's life getting so much worse, because not only is she trying to plan all these life events for Maya Rudolph's wedding, but Maya Rudolph also introduces her to her one of her new best friends, Helen, and so much jealousy is brought forward between the two women, because they just spend the entire movie competing to be Maya Rudolph's best friend, and it causes so many shenanigans. For those who haven't seen the movie, it includes food poisoning at the bridal shop while they're trying on bridesmaids' dresses. It includes a plane being rerouted and Kristen Wiig being kicked off because she freaked out and was on too many and took a sleeping pill that hit her very wrong. And a bridal shower where Kristen Wiig tried to turn over a chocolate fountain because her jealousy just hit the breaking point.
I thought both of these movies did a really good job of portraying, like, sometimes movies show female friendships, like, obviously they can be so complex and, like, mm-hmm. deep and meaningful, but they can also have, like, as humans, you can be jealous, you can be envious, you can mm-hmm. be pissed at people, you know? And both these movies did such a good job of showing how you can love someone and someone can be an important part of your life, and also they can just poke, like, directly at your deepest insecurity and make you want to murder them. So I really believed, like, both the friendships and the conflicts in both of these movies.
Oh, absolutely. And what I found so interesting about Bridesmaids in particular is there's a lot of comedies, movies, and TV where they show, like, a bromance, or they show, like, two, like, a male friendship where they're so close and they're, like, low-key obsessed with each other, but it's really funny. And they have that for female friendships too, but not on the same level. And this mm-hmm. is the first movie that I could really think of in modern times where, like, not only did they have that, like, much love in a friendship, but there was, like, a true display of female jealousy for each other's friendship. And I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, obviously, I can think of movies like Fried Green Tomatoes and, like, Mystic Pizza, like, movies that are about female friendship, but they're mostly dramas. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the fact that, yeah, they're comedies. And, like, that situation is so common of, like, you're friends with someone, but also you're so jealous of their life, or that your life hasn't ended up where you thought it would be. And it's also, like, it's really painful to be in it, but it's also, like, objectively hilarious. So
yes.
You're right that, like, somebody should have mined it for comedy purposes before this.
Yeah. So I thought both of these movies did a great job in that mm-hmm. sense, because I saw so many of my female friendships in both of these movies. Mm-hmm. Bridesmaids, because, as mentioned previously, I was your maid of honor. Mm-hmm. So and it was so much fun getting to have I love weddings. Ruth also loves weddings too.
True. We do love weddings.
Love weddings. And I love all the stuff that goes with it. Maybe not the bridal shower as much, but I love like the bachelorette party. I love the engagement party, the rehearsal dinner, the wedding.
Yeah.
Everything. So,
but all of those situations have like so much potential to go wrong.
Yes.
And Bridesmaids was totally right.
So while yours did not go wrong at all, for the most part.
No, it's great.
It was just like, it's just everyone, every girl has experienced this when they're at a bridal party. So that's really what spoke to me. And then Girls Trip also really spoke to me because it was about a foursome group of girls from college who have remained friends over the year, which is exactly what we have with two of our best friends from college, Allie and Amy.
Yeah.
And I even, if you could tell, I wore my necklace that you provided our group.
Cute.
Which was very reminiscent for the Flossy Posse, who all had their Flossy Posse necklaces. We have, Ruth, do you want to explain what our group name is and what these necklaces that you gave us are?
Yeah. So we used to live in our senior year of college. We've all known each other since freshman year, but our senior year of college, the four of us lived in the same apartment complex. And it was, what was it? The Inset? I can't remember now.
Acorns. We should say that our university was obsessed with acorns for a variety of reasons. So everything was like oak tree themed or acorn themed. So our apartment was like the Acorn Inn, something like that.
Yeah.
The Acorn Residence, I think.
So because we're super cool and we needed a nickname for ourselves, we just started referring to it as like, oh, the people who live at the Acorns. And so then we start calling ourselves the Acorns. So yeah, now we have a cute little acorn necklace. So you're right. I thought about the four of us too. Mm-hmm. We're a lot like, we've never had any drama. We've never gotten in a screaming fight like the four of them did. But I could, not yet, maybe later. but I could imagine how, like very easily how some people who love each other as much as we do and who have as much history as we do could get into a situation like that.
It's not, I mean, I don't anticipate it'll happen at any
we're
point.
We're a chill group.
But,
oh my God, we're so chill.
But yeah, there's a lot of history there where there is always a potential.
Especially, I loved that both of these movies were so much about, like, Kristen Wiig was jealous of the fact that her friend, or intimidated by the fact that her friend was engaged. But both of these movies put so much emphasis on the fact that, like, really what the women were insecure about was their careers. Like, some romantic entanglement, but, like, Queen Latifah's character was really self-conscious about the fact that she didn't end up doing what she wanted with her life. And I feel like I have some friends who have gotten into conflict over romantic relationships, but, like, the thing I feel most intimidated by when I look at really successful friends is, wow, they're so much more successful in their career. They've done so much more. They've traveled so much more than I have. So I thought that was, like, realistic, too.
Yeah, and also, Kristen Wiig also mentions that not only is she intimidated because her career is, like, really up in flames, but also she said, it made a comment about how she was worried that she's being left behind in Milwaukee while Maya Rudolph is going off to live this fancy new life in Chicago. And I also forgot to mention in my description, there's also romance in Bridesmaids.
Oh, true!
Yes, she ends up meeting a traffic cop, I guess he is, state police trooper, who pulls her over because her driving is pretty terrible. And then they just keep running into each other. They develop a friendship and then more. But then Kristen Wiig freaks out because he, you know, keeps encouraging her to get back into baking and to look into ways to get back into, you know, setting up a new bakery, and she is just not into it.
No.
Nope. Goes back to her old terrible men that she has been dating.
Yes, played hilariously by John Hamm.
John Hamm.
He's so beautiful and so horrible in this movie.
He played a horrible character so well.
I know, I agree. okay, so with that, are we ready to get into the categories? You told me not to do an accent, and then I did one. I'm so sorry.
I did.
She handed down a lot of rules before this podcast, guys, and, like, I thought I was going to keep them all straight, but then instead I just threw them straight in the dumpster.
It wasn't rules. It was reminders.
True. True. Recommendations. I did it again. Exactly. Look, I did it again. I'm sorry.
That was more like a vocal spasm than an accent.
Oh, so sorry. I don't know what happened there. We should have done warm-ups before this. Me, my mom, oh, moo. So category one. category one.
My favorite, my baby, physical chemistry.
Do you feel passionately? Do you want to start us off or should I go?
I feel good about my vote.
Okay, then do it.
Okay. I voted for Bridesmaids. And for one main reason, not that the romance in Girls Trip wasn't adorable and that guy was so cute and he was like a musician, very talented, but
he wore vests, which you love.
I do love vests. But I felt that, you know, in Bridesmaids, there was the main storyline of the jealousy and the mess around the wedding planning. But then the B storyline was the romance that was developing. And then in the way background was Kristen Wiig's kind of endless seeming hookup with Jon Hamm.
Right.
Versus, but still, there was a lot more emphasis and focus on her developing relationship with Officer Rhodes. Versus in Girls Trip, there was much more emphasis and spotlight focused on her ending marriage, Regina Hall's cheating husband, the issues that were causing with that. And I just felt like, I don't even remember the musician's name, but he just kind of like kept popping up in a few scenes and they would flirt. And like, it was clear that that's where that was going. But I just felt like it was just way, way back in the storyline of it. And so much more emphasis was focused on the negative relationship, romantic relationship in her life. I said, I also thought that Kristen Wiig and the Irish cop were very cute together as well.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I had a really hard time with this one. That's why I was curious to hear what you voted for. I am going to go ahead. I'm going to vote for Girls Trip. I was conflicted, but I'm going to vote for Girls Trip. I agree. I think everything you said was right. Obviously, part of it is like, even Maya Rudolph's character wasn't super developed in Bridesmaids. Like, Kristen Wiig was the lead, you know? Like, the movie was about her and her arc, whereas in Girls Trip, they were doing... Tiffany Haddish, I guess, didn't really have an arc. They were, like, really focused on Regina Hall and Queen Latifah, and then some focus on Jada Pinkett Smith. So they had just more characters that they had to handle, you know? But I... Honestly, the reason I voted for it was, like you said, I thought that Girls Trip, the chemistry was super cute. I really wanted them to make out, but I also didn't because she was still married and I was very conflicted. And he was adorable. Oh my God, I would watch him in anything. Please cast him in more movies.
He was so cute.
He was so cute. Oh my gosh. When he wore his, like, fedora. I never like a fedora, but I was into it.
He really worked it.
He really did.
With the vest.
The vest. An underutilized look. More men bring back, but like cute men should bring back vests and fedoras.
Not like a sweater vest, mind you. I mean like a suit vest. No. Like something that's like slim fitting.
She's making the hourglass shape with her hands. Oh yeah.
I just don't want you to think I like the Chandler Bing sweater vest look.
I like it, but not as much as the suit vest. Honestly, but the main reason I voted for Girls Trip was because I thought it's half because I thought their chemistry was really cute and half because when I watched this movie, it's probably been like 6 years since I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And I was a lot less into him now than I used to be.
In Bridesmaids?
I thought he was, the cop character. Mm-hmm. I thought he was, like, when I first watched the movie, I thought Kristen Wiig was really irrational for leaving his house and for getting mad when he brought all of that baking equipment. And obviously some of it was like an emotional, irrational reaction, but watching it this time, I was like, dude, you've brought it up to her like four times. And every time she's looked away, looked uncomfortable, refused to talk about it. Like, this is clearly a touchy subject. The fact that he bought all that stuff was, in my opinion, like pushy and socially awkward and didn't read the room. And then she told him before they hooked up. She was like, my life is in shambles. I'm in a terrible place. And I agree she treated him poorly. But the fact that he then punished her for weeks when she told him before they even had sex that she was in a bad place. I didn't like hate him or anything. I was just like, I when the movie ended, couldn't imagine them together for much longer than like a few months after the movie. I thought he did something good for her for now and couldn't see them together forever.
And I don't disagree. I think they could make it work as she like got better, but it was implied that she was kind of working to make her life a little bit better, which this is, we should also state that this is a Judd Apatow movie, and all of Judd Apatow's movies follow the same exact plot line where the main character is kind of not in a great place, hits rock bottom, and then kind of brings himself together in the end, realizes their mistake or what they need to fix in their life, and then begins to fix it.
He, like, obviously the relationship would have worked better if mm-hmm. she had learned how to communicate in a more mature way and yes. wasn't as emotionally reactive. But I also thought that he was immature and kind of did a little bit of the, like, I was nice to you, so you owe me all your romantic attention thing. So I was just kind of like, I'm not so much here for you. Like, I think any empathetic person could have read the room and been like, wow, she really doesn't want to talk about this baking thing.
Yeah.
And then when she freaked out and the whole, like, well, you haven't been calling me back, so you're dead to me. I don't know. I just wasn't crazy about it.
I disagree with you in that last point. I don't entirely see it as, like, I was nice to you, so now you have to accept my romance. I felt it more like he directly says to her later on, which is like, he was like, you were flirting with me, you really made me feel like you liked me, and then you just kind of bolted. Which I do agree, he should have read the room and not brought the baking stuff. Yeah. But you could already tell that she was like really uncomfortable and like just like getting ready to leave before the baking stuff was introduced.
Sure.
So I saw it more as like he was embarrassed and he just kind of like was walking with the tail between his legs because he was rejected and no one likes that.
All right. So you know what? That was a very polite, kind, agreeing with each other, but choosing to vote in different directions.
We're growing.
We're growing. Let's see if we can replicate it in category two. What's category two?
Category two is storyline / originality. I'll let you vote first because I had a hard time with this one.
This one, I agree. It was super tricky because I think both of them, they're very similar movies in some ways, but they were also really, like, drastically different in a lot of other ways. Like, the number of characters, the conflicts themselves, the adventures that they went on. So, I don't know. I'm really conflicted on this one. I guess I'm going to vote for Bridesmaids. Because, like we said, I really am conflicted. Because, like we said, like, the whole people getting married thing is, like, so ripe. Just the whole industry is so ripe for comedy. And you don't see it unless it's dumb movies about, like, two people just got married. And one of them has a cat. And one of them has a dog. And now they're fighting. Which are just, like, the least the worst movies. But I was really conflicted about Girls Trip. Partially because, like, that movie made buku dollars, and how often do you get to see a movie frontlined by four amazing black women? And about Essence Fest, which I didn't know mm-hmm. about because it's like a very particular black experience. So I was really considering Girls Trip, but I guess I'll give it to Bridesmaids.
I completely agree. I was really torn in this category too because both were a lot of fun, both were hilarious, both had like distinct scenes that I'll remember forever. Mm-hmm. And that you could pinpoint exactly, like, oh my god, do you remember that scene where Tiffany Haddish like, bitch slapped any scene with Tiffany Haddish, but
literally any scene
where she, you know, bitch slapped the ex-husband in the lobby and got them kicked out of the hotel, or mm-hmm. when Tiffany Haddish again just drugged them all with absinthe in the club and they were just bonkers.
We forgot to talk about that. Queen Latifah like fell in love with a rack. Or the lamp.
Amazing. I'm sorry to say, I think this is the first time I've seen Jada Pinkett Smith everywhere, but I don't think I've actually seen her like act in a movie before. And I was like, oh, Jada Pinkett Smith, you're hilarious. Because she always looks like so like poised and cool and sophisticated.
True. Which I think she is in real life.
She is in real life, but she was hilarious in this.
Yeah, I've seen her in whatever her breakout TV show was. So, and she was funny in that too, but like this was a whole other level where she was mm-hmm. playing almost a supporting character, which is so funny because like you said, she's so famous. I love that she was just like down to have fun, have a good time.
Yes. All that to say, I loved Girls Trip. It was my first time seeing it. I really enjoyed it. I will definitely see it again. Mm-hmm. But I felt like in terms of originality, I'm going to give it to Bridesmaids because there are endless movies about weddings, but they don't really talk about like this whole like bridal party experience.
Yeah.
And I think it just really hit home for a lot of people. You know, a lot of us have been in bridal parties before, and there's always the tension of mixing a group of girls, most who don't know each other, together. Mm-hmm. And then they have to plan all this stuff. They have to get potentially get the same dress, which We need to talk about how ugly that dress was. The Fritz Bernays.
I kind of liked it, but I wasn't obsessed with it.
No, it was just, it's not right for most of those body types.
Well, that's and very true.
For $800? No, thank you.
Woof. Yeah. Okay, cool. So we both voted for Bridesmaids. What is up next? Someday, we're on episode 4. Someday I'm going to have the order of the categories memorized.
I always get category 2 and 3 mixed up. Yeah. Category 3 is characters.
Oh, okay.
So I went a different route with voting for this one. I didn't focus so much on character development because that's not always what the point of the movie is. Sure. I focus more on the characters themselves and which characters I liked better. And at the end of it, this was a movie about friends. And basically my deciding vote was which characters would I want to be friends with. And I voted for Girls Trip for two reasons. One, it was just reminiscent of, you know, the close friendships that we have with our college girlfriends. You know, we pre-COVID and post-COVID, we tried to meet up almost every year for trips. It's usually it was a girl's trip, but sometimes your husband Chris came along.
Just one time. It was our 1 year anniversary. He'd never been to London before. We were going to London. I would not normally bring a man on a girl's trip.
But yeah, so it just like, it felt like, it was just like a fun, cozy experience that it was just like, I could imagine that for us 20 years down the road, just continuing our girls' trips every year, hopefully every year. And also, they were just so fun and I would want to be friends with all of them, especially Tiffany Haddish. She was crazy, but I would want to be friends with her.
Oh my gosh, she would make any party 400 times more fun. Yeah, I voted for Girls Trip 2 for, I totally agree with everything you said, for slightly different reasons, mostly because I was so impressed. It was kind of like a When Harry Met Sally thing, where I was so impressed that they were able to balance character growth or character, like, journeys for three of four women with, like, you knew exactly who Tiffany Haddish was when the movie ended. Like, her character was so well-defined, partially due to just, like, her comedic skill. But you were like, oh, I know someone like that, or, like, I know somebody who knows someone like that, you know? And so I was just so impressed by how they were able to do that. Props to the actresses, that's part of it. But then also have, like you said, a little mini romantic storyline. Plus they developed the, a husband character and the agent. Like, there were just, I was impressed by how well-rounded everyone was when they were focusing on that many people. And the fact that they were able to give Regina Hall and Queen Latifah both, like, a really beautiful resolution. So I voted for Girls Trip too.
Yeah, special shout out to the Bridesmaids characters, they were a lot of fun.
Of course,
Megan McCarthy.
I mean Melissa McCarthy, like, literally,
sorry, not won. Megan McCarthy, Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, like, literally, didn't she win an Oscar? She was nominated for an Oscar. Like, she was incredible.
She was incredible. Her character in the movie's name, Megan, that's why I got it mixed up.
Yes,
she was hilarious. She will always be one of my favorite characters. And I just always love the fact that the air marshal who sat next to her is her husband in real life.
Oh, and their sex tape. Horrible. The sandwich. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, and she was a rougher character. She definitely wasn't like feminine or cutesy in any way, but she never changed, but I never wanted her to. She stayed exactly who she was because she was awesome.
Right. As she should.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I definitely felt like watching this movie again, and I think I watched Girls Trip first, so watching Bridesmaids after Girls Trip, I was kind of reminded of, like, wow, this movie is really about Kristen Wiig. Like, I guess Helen has a little bit of a journey. You get to know her a bit more. And you and I were texting about, like, wow, now that we're almost 30, we feel a lot more conflicted about Helen than we did when we were 18.
Yeah, she, you know, watching it when we were in college, we were all just rolling our eyes at Helen.
Right, like, she sucks. Helen
just needs to get over it. Like, she can't come in between this friendship. Like, they were both so obsessed with Lillian. But
yeah.
But now seeing it, she's really a sad character. She's funny, mm-hmm. but she's a sad character.
Yeah, it bums you out. Mm-hmm. So besides her, most of the characters are there for comedy, which is totally fine. But Girls Trip, like, the characters were all there for a reason, like, to go mm-hmm. have a whole moment together.
Yeah.
The only thing that gave me pause, I will say, about Girls Trip was I totally get why they did it, but it made me really uncomfortable the way that they dealt with his mistress.
Yeah.
The fact that she was, like, such a villain, and they hated her and, like, trashed on her. And I don't know, the movie had, like, so much empathy for women and the struggles they can face that I would have loved to see. Like, they didn't have to become friends with her, but I would have loved to see some empathy of her just, like, being a human being.
Yeah. And I understood that a majority of the storyline was the fact that Regina Hall, I mean, she was, like, a lifestyle guru. They kept calling her the next Oprah, and her relationship was a huge part of that. So she was kind of sacrificing that part of her character to save the business. But it was still just frustrating to watch, like, her, you know, when it was first revealed that her husband was cheating, and she was just like, no, I know, it's fine. Like, I'll chat with him, like, it'll be taken care of. And it's just like, it was frustrating to just sit there and watch.
Yeah, and I also wish that, especially, like, when his mistress got pregnant at the end, it felt like the movie didn't have any sympathy for her, which is fine. Like, maybe they didn't, but I had some, just, like, watching mm-hmm. another human of, like, okay, so now she has to go. It sounded like she was keeping the baby, so now she's going to go, like, raise some other guy's baby, and he has a famous wife, and she was like, I don't know where to get the money for a child, so I'm going to sell her story, I guess. But the movie, like, really hated her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't my favorite part, but besides that, I gave it to Girls Trip.
That brings us to category 4, which is social awareness.
Oh my goodness. Social awareness, social awareness, social awareness. Yeah.
I was waiting for
that's
the
song
to end.
I'm singing. Thank you, that's so respectful. That's the new song I'm singing to keep myself from doing an accent. I hope you're happy with it.
There is an option 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just say it.
I don't understand. Send help to me. Help me, I'm poor.
Social awareness. What? Social awareness. Classic quote from Bridesmaids.
Classic quote from Bridesmaids. Look at
you. So, yes. Social awareness. What did you vote?
Social awareness. Gotta give it to Girls Trip. Because, like I said, like, 4 black women leading the movie. Love interest is black as well. It was, like, took place at Essence Fest, which is, like, a quintessentially black experience. Like, what a cool story that I haven't been able to. Obviously, you have, like, Tyler Perry movies are often large ensemble black casts with women, but mm-hmm. they're so dramatic and, like, mm-hmm. it's so much trauma, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to just watch, like, 4 black women being beautiful, being friends, like, having a great time and some conflict, but, like, nothing traumatic in their element, love it. So, Girls Trip.
Agreed. Completely agree. I also voted for Girls Trip for all the reasons that you just said. Mm-hmm. And one that I'll add to it is that Girls Trip is more of a celebration of, like, their friendship and just, like, female empowerment in general. And I just felt like there was a lot more negativity associated with Bridesmaids. And not that there wasn't anyone, there wasn't people being unsupportive, but it was more, you know, Helen and Kristen Wiig just kind of wanted to, instead of build themselves up in front of Leland's eyes, tear the other one down.
That's a good point. I honestly never even thought about that. That it does mm-hmm. have, which is so, it's still hilarious. Like, nobody's doubting
that
movie. But even, like, the mom, like, Girls Trip doesn't really make fun of anyone. Everyone's kind of, like, in on the joke. Whereas mm-hmm. Bridesmaids definitely makes fun of people, which is fine.
Which, it's a great movie, but
yeah,
it doesn't win social awareness.
Right. It doesn't, like, doesn't advance the cause of women loving women. Not so much. Oh my goodness. We were on very similar pages for this category.
For this
movie so far.
Most of them have been similar.
Yeah, I love that.
So that was easy enough.
I know. All right, final category. So the final category is rewatchability. And this was, I'll tell you what, baby, the hardest one.
Yeah. For me.
This is the third time I've seen Girls Trip, and probably the 50,000th time I've seen Bridesmaids, because we watched it so much in college. So, I don't know. Do you know? Do you have an answer? You can go first if you do.
I do, but it was really hard. And it's probably no surprise that I ended up going with this choice, just because I've seen Bridesmaids so many times.
Yeah.
And this was my first viewing of Girls Trip, but Girls Trip was so good. I really enjoyed it. But if I had to choose... If I only had 2 hours to live and these are the two movies in front of
Dark.
Me that I had to choose, I go with Bridesmaids.
I really don't know. I can see both. Bridesmaids has the nostalgic factor for me, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, I think about you. I think about our friends Amy and Allie and Tara and everybody else that we used to watch this with. Mm-hmm. So there is that, like, bubbly feeling of nostalgia inside of me. But I also will say I had to fast forward through Bridesmaids a couple times, and partially it's because I can do that because I've seen it so many times, but like the cringe is so real sometimes that it reaches like almost The Office levels of like pain.
No, it is not that bad.
I found
although
it,
the engagement party scene where they are one up trying to compete with their speeches, and then they and then Kristen Wiig speaks in Spanish.
Vomit. Thinking about it, it's too Para real.
Vivir in la casa.
And Lillian's just standing there. So there's the nostalgic factor. But yeah, mm-hmm. Girls Trip, I didn't, like, it was never painful for me to watch. Even the gross scenes were just, like, hilariously disgusting.
Some of the gross scenes.
They get you?
I didn't fast forward, but I was like, ooh, this is really going on for a long time.
Like the pee or the grapefruiting or what?
The grapefruit in particular.
When she was going after it, the banana, I lost my mind.
So long. It just went on forever.
But the way it kept cutting back.
I just appreciated
the Queen Latifah.
Yeah, I appreciated that their faces were half like, what the hell? And half like, I'm still kind of curious.
Yeah. What's gonna happen? Oh my gosh. So, I don't know. Do I have to vote?
You do have to vote.
Damn yet. I guess I would probably end up saying Girls Trip, I guess. Partially because I've seen it fewer times and partially because I didn't have to fast forward, so we gotta give it some points for that. Do I know more quotes from Bridesmaids? Absolutely I do. And Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph, I apologize from the depths of my soul because I will rewatch Bridesmaids 58 more times before I die.
Oh god, Kristen Wiig. She has a new movie coming out that she co-wrote with the woman who sat next to her on the plane.
But she was also, that woman was the co-writer of Bridesmaids.
Yes, I didn't know that either, but I think it's called, what's the name of this movie? It's something ridiculous.
Barb and Star.
Vista Del Mar.
In Florida?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And which, this will be exciting for you. I read a review of it today that it's apparently hilarious, so that's awesome.
Yes.
And the review compared it to Pop Star, Never Stop Popping or Never Stop Stopping or whatever.
With my boyfriend Andy Samberg.
It has a similar vibe of like SNL type, just like over the top humor. So I was like, ooh, Kristen's gonna be excited.
It just looked so stupid. The fact that Jamie Dornan, the plot is that he wants to like kill the whole town. It's ridiculous.
We love to see it. Yes. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Okay.
Well, I've tallied the votes, and it was close. It was a very close vote.
I believe it.
But the winner is Girls Trip.
Oh my gosh! Props to Girls Trip. Also, episode where, wow, it is painful to watch Bridesmaids leave.
Oh, I know. I wish we can keep it. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed Girls Trip. I didn't think Bridesmaids would get out this quickly.
I I didn't know. Because, like, honestly, after I watched the two of these movies, I was like, I legitimately don't know what's going to win. Like, I didn't even know who I was going to vote for.
Yeah. But it was hard. I mean, these were fantastic movies. So I'm very mm-hmm. happy to see Girls Trip go
Me
for
too.
Another round.
Me too. But sad to see Bridesmaids walk away.
But we do have our bonus category still.
Yes, we do. Should I start?
Yeah. Did you prepare it this time?
I did. I didn't write them down, but I prepared them in my mind. You'll be very excited to know. Although we may have similar ones. I'm curious to see if we like mm-hmm. do telepathy and we have the same bonus categories.
I think we might.
We might. My first category is which gross out scene was grosser.
Okay, which is a gross out scene? Which gross out scenes are you talking about? Because there are multiple in both of these movies.
I think of the like physical gross out scenes, so that would mm-hmm. be like food poisoning and peeing.
Oh, that is such a hard question.
I know.
And I felt for both of those because being in a point where you feel like a sneeze or laughing too hard and you're just going to pee your pants, like that is...
When you're wasted one, too, like...
Yes. Top five worst feelings in the world.
Oh my gosh. Makes my bladder besides, like, hurt
actual
to think
physical
about
pain.
Right. Besides like actual bad things. You guys get it.
But also the scene in the bridal shop where they all got food poisoning and they all just completely vomit all over the bathroom, shit all over the bathroom. I think I have to go Bridesmaids. It's a really tough choice, but I have to go Bridesmaids.
I agree. Mostly for the big moment of like, I guess if I'm thinking, because somebody vomits on someone else's head in that scene.
Yes. Yes.
And if I think about it, I would definitely rather be peed on than vomited on. So that's the way I'm determining it. I'm going to go that Bridesmaids is grosser.
Okay.
Way grosser.
My first category is... both of these stories had two terrible male characters, with John Hamm being just like the douchebag playboy who's just trying to get it on with Kristen Wiig and wants nothing else. The whole scene when he was trying to get Kristen Wiig to leave and he was like, oh, this is really so awkward because I really want you to leave. So between him and the cheating husband, which man was worse?
Mm-hmm. I would probably, my immediate reaction is to say cheating husband.
Mm-hmm.
I thought John Hamm's character was funnier.
Yes.
But in terms of who's worse, like the trust breaking of cheating on her, and then the emotional manipulation of trying to convince her both that like, oh, the other woman doesn't matter to me, and also your business is going to be tanked if you leave me. Like, he was a gaslighter, manipulator of the highest degree, so.
Yeah, saying that no one would want her if it was just her. Like, business-wise.
Disgusting.
But also, maybe he's also doing that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Too. I don't know him.
Yes, I agree. I also voted for Girls Trip because he... Both were trash, but John Hamm was just kind of, like, a doofus.
Yes. He was just... And, I mean, we all know that guy who, like, thinks he's really hot stuff and treats women horribly. But she clearly...
And Kristen Wiig wasn't married to him.
No.
They weren't a thing.
Okay, mine was, I think you've already answered this, but I'll ask it anyway. So there were the two funny people, like funny mm-hmm. side characters, Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy, who literally every time they spoke, both of them I laughed out loud. Which one would you rather go to a bachelor party with?
That's also really hard because Melissa McCarthy's character really intimidated me because she was just so aggressive. And so
yeah.
So just like in your face, like the whole scene when she's hitting on her husband in real life,
I know,
she was so aggressive about it.
I know. I love it.
And Tiffany Haddish, I mean, I'll vote for Tiffany Haddish, but with the caveat of I would be so stressed the whole time.
I know.
I love a good party. I love to go out. I love to have a great time. Can't wait for that part of life to resume again.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wouldn't want a drink spiked with absinthe. Like that.
Like I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was conflicted about this one, too, because part of me, my first thought when Melissa McCarthy came into the engagement party was I was like, oh, she would be the person I would hang out with the engagement party for sure. She has the best stories about, like, falling off of cruise ships. I would be like, who is this person? And I would just want to follow her around all night, like, for documentary purposes. And then at the end of the movie, you know, she gets 9 puppies. So, like, I want to
hang out with the puppies. She really only needed 7, though. 9 was too much.
9 was too far. But like you said, Tiffany Haddish, like, we all have a friend who's like that, maybe not to that degree, but we all have a friend who's just like always the life of the party and always ready to like go on an adventure, and they're like the funnest people to be around. So
yeah,
I guess I would also vote for Girls Trip.
That it's kind of similar to my last question, which of these two friend groups, and I'm gonna say like towards the end of the movie, which of these two friend groups would you rather be in?
Oh yeah. I probably fit better in the bridesmaids group. Like, I don't think I'm cool enough to be in the Flossy Posse.
No.
No. They were all, like, popular in college, they're and they were, like, the so cool kids. They're so cool. They're all, like, good dancers. Like, they win a dance battle.
I mean, for the most part, they're really successful. I mean, like, Regina Hall is the next, Oprah. Like, I would be so intimidated. My friend was the next Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish was like the most confident person I've ever seen in life. Yeah, so I don't think I'm cool enough for them. So I think I would rather be friends with them, but I think it's more realistic that I would be friends with the bridesmaids characters. So I'm gonna vote for bridesmaids.
I never thought about it in that sense because I voted for Girls Trip for my own question,
of course.
But I never thought about the fact that we might not be cool enough for them. I mean, no one's cool enough for them. They're too cool.
Too cool for this world. But they have, like, a choreographed dance memorized. Yeah. I would forget all the steps.
We don't even have that. Our group. Yeah. So, I'll vote for Girls Trip, but I'll put, like, a little, like, star next to it, like, a little asterisk, being like, but she knows she's not that cool.
But she knows her place. Don't worry, guys. Love that. Love that. Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations to Girls Trip. Feel free to mock us heartlessly in the comments for letting bridesmaids go.
I'm glad that this ended up being on our list. I'd never seen it. I didn't know much about it. I knew it was a great movie. Like, people raved about it. I knew this is where Tiffany Haddish got her start. I just never got around to seeing it, and I'm very glad I did.
Yeah. So fun. We love you, bridesmaids. And we love you, listeners. So if you love us too, please come back in 2 weeks for our next episode. You can subscribe or follow us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts, and follow us on social media. See you then.